Introduction. This is not a traditional Christmas play like you've seen in the past. This is a play called The Greatest of All, Part 3. So if you've missed the first two, I'm going to kind of catch you up where we are now. So The Greatest of All, Part 1, it went through the prophecy of the coming Messiah in the Old Testament, and then through the birth of Christ, and through to his baptism. And then last year, we did The Greatest of All, Part 2. And in The Greatest of All, Part 2, it was the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, some of his wonderful miracles that he performed. And so we were able to do that. This year, we're going to continue that story from that point on. Now, the reason why we're doing this, the Lord gave to me that whenever we were going to do this Christmas play, we were going to tell the whole story. It's not just about the birth. If it weren't for the birth, obviously the other parts wouldn't have happened. But if it weren't for his miracles, for the ministry, the life that he lived, and then ultimately what led to the death, burial, and resurrection, if it weren't for those things, the birth certainly wouldn't have meant anything. And we're thankful for that virgin birth. And this time of the year, we always celebrate that. But I want us, the whole point in why we were doing the play the way that we did in these three parts, so that way we could always try to remember the entire life of the Lord Jesus Christ and everything that he means to us. We need to remember him, not just during the Christmas season, but we need to remember him every minute of every day. Always honor and praise his holy name. But just wanted to give you a brief introduction so that way kind of catch you up where we start today. Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here. Thank you.
These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said,
Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, to give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work thou givest me to do. And now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, What will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver, and from that time he saw opportunity to betray them.
Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said,
Verily I say unto you, one of you shall betray me.
And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him,
He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born.
Master, is it I?
Thou hast said it.
And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him,
That thou doest, do quickly.
Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give some things to the poor.
He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said,
Take, eat, this is my body.
And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying,
Drink, ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
And when they had sung a hymn, they went out in the Mount of Olives.
Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said,
and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
Lord, whither thou goest?
Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards.
Lord, why canst thou not follow thee now? I would lay down my life for thy sake.
Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice.
And they came to a place which was called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples,
sit ye here while I shall pray.
And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed, and to be very heavy, and saith unto them,
my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch.
And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him.
Abba, Father, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt.
And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him.
And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
Abba, Father, take this cup from me. Lord, not what I will, but what thou wilt.
And when he rose up from prayer and was come to the disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow.
Sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hand of sinners. Rise up. Let us go. He that betrayeth me is at hand.
And immediately, while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders.
Master, Master.
Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?
Them.
Whom seek ye?
Jesus of Nazareth.
I am he. Whom seek ye?
Jesus of Nazareth.
I have told you that I am he. If ye seek me, let these go their way.
And they laid their hands on him and took him.
Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus.
Suffer ye thus far. Are you come out against me as a thief with swords and staves? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you took me not. But the scriptures must be fulfilled.
And they all forsook him and fled.
And they led Jesus away to the high priest.
Jesus passing on his way came upon a man one day, blind from birth, darkness covering his sight. Jesus spat upon the ground, making clay as he stooped down, commanded him to go and wash, let in the light. A speck of dirt is all I am, nothing worthy of the Lamb. But in mercy and in grace, my blessed Savior took my place. What is man that God would love? His virtue so much higher above. Human minds can't comprehend. Creator as creation's friend. Blind by sin and nature's night, one day God led me to the light. Saved my soul, now I can tell about his love. No, I may never, ever see why he would show such love for me. A speck of dirt without my Lord is all I'd be. A speck of dirt is all I am, nothing worthy of the Lamb. But in mercy and in grace, my blessed Savior took my place. What is man that God would love? His virtue so much higher above. Human minds can't comprehend. Creator as creation's friend.
Amen. Amen. Thank God.
And they that laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and elders were assembled.
Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death.
And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them.
But a certain maid behold him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said,
"This man was also with him. I know him not."
Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses.
This fellow said, "I am able to build, I am able to destroy the temple of God and build it in 3 days."
Answerest thou nothing? I adjure thee that thou tell us whether thou be Christ, the Son of God.
Thou hast said it. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of glory.
He hath spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye?
He is guilty of death.
Thou art so.
Hands.
Of a truth, this fellow also was with them, for he is a Galilean.
Man, I know not that thou sayest.
And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And Peter went out and wept bitterly.
Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver unto the chief priests and elders.
I have sinned. I have betrayed the innocent blood.
What is that to us? See thou to that.
And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself.
And straightway in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes of the whole council, and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate.
Art thou the king of the Jews?
Thou sayest it.
He is a blasphemer.
He is guilty.
Okay. Answerest thou nothing?
But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Now at the feast, he revealed unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired.
And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection, and the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them.
Barabbas!
Give us
will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews?
For he knew the chief priests delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people that he should rather release Barabbas unto them.
Give us Barabbas!
What evil hath he done? What shall I do unto him whom ye call the king of the Jews?
Crucify him!
What evil hath he done?
Crucify him!
And the soldiers led him away into the hall praetorium, and they called together the whole band, and they clothed him with purple, and plaited a crown of thorns, and put it about his head, and began to salute him.
And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. In all my life you have been faithful. In all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
have led me through the fire in the darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as my friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. When my life lay down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
And all
And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross.
Suffer the shame and disgrace.
die in my place at Calvary for someone like me. His name was Thomas. For 3 years he followed. He's seen every wonder and sign. They say he has risen, that his grave is empty, but he can't believe he's alive. Now standing before him, Jesus shows him the scars in his hands and his side. But what kind of man embraces a doubter and lovingly drawing me near? I don't have to wonder if I've been accepted. He said all the worry and fear at Calvary for someone like me. His name was Peter. He knew him and loved him, but oh, how he failed him that night. He promised Jesus that he'd never leave him. He'd willingly lay down his life. But there at the trial, he stood by the fire, and he denied him 3 times. But what kind of man pours out his mercy on someone who stumbles and falls? With no way to earn it, forgiveness still came after all at Calvary for someone like me. What kind of man bleeds for the worthless and saves him whatever it takes? What kind of man would rescue the sinner, offer amazing grace at Calvary, at Calvary for someone like me, for someone like me?
And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull,
they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, "They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots."
Give them, for they know not what they do.
And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then were there 2 thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left.
And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, "Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise unto the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said,
"He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'"
And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying,
Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani.
That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there when they heard that said, This man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let be. Let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost.
And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake, and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God.
And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children.
When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple.
He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered.
And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed.
They took our hope to a courtyard, stripped him of his clothes. They gambled on his garments with his head bowed low. They scorned him and they mocked him and said, Why not save yourself? If you really who you say you are, this will be no contest.
While struggling to carry
that man-made torture's rack. They shouted, crucify him, with the world's sin upon his back, and with the crown of thorns upon his head. Above him was his name, as the soldier spat in his precious face and said, now Jesus, where's your fame?
One day they will bow before him and worship his feet. They will drop nails in his hands or his feet. They'll proclaim that in the highest he's the Lord of everything. They shall never crucify him again.
From the north, the south, the east and west, all nations
First day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. And it was Mary Magdalene and Joanne, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them. Then Salome had brought sweet spices, that they might come and anoint him.
And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted.
You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they lay him. Go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him, as he said unto you.
And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself.
they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him.
And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus, she supposing him to be the gardener.
Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?
Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, that I may take him away.
Mary.
Rabboni.
Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to your brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my God and unto your God and to my Father and unto your Father.
Neither by the blood of the goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered at once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Thank you.